Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mainly Adulting with Mariah MacDonald. I initially had recorded a Things I've Been Loving episode for this week to go up, and while I was recording it and all day yesterday, it's Monday now when I'm recording this, it just wasn't sitting right with me. It didn't seem right to upload a favorites video or a favorites podcast episode in the middle of a pandemic and now the murder and injustice going on in our country. This podcast is called Mainly Adulting, and I started it with the intention of having conversations about things that are happening and how to adult. And right now, as an adult, I have an obligation to speak up and educate myself on this topic in hopes of being a part of the change in this country. I had opened the episode with a message on my thoughts, and I'll play that part here because I still think it should be said, but I don't think at this time I'm going to upload that episode, so I'll play the message now and then get back into what I'm going to talk about today. So just saying that didn't seem like enough. Normally I try to pick topics that I have a lot to say about so that I can talk for 40 to 60 minutes, but today I'm not worried about how long I talk. If it's 10 minutes, that's okay. I just can't sit back and not speak up. I have never been one to speak up about issues because I've always felt I don't have the right words or I'm not educated enough on the topic to speak on it. Well, now I'm realizing now I need to educate myself. And I've screenshotted a lot of posts and that I've seen on people's stories to reference. And before I get into it, I want to say how great it is to see everyone posting things to their stories. But it's not just about that. It's about actually taking action behind the post. We can repost all day long, but if you're not taking action and actually reading and watching videos and having conversations, then this isn't going to go anywhere. I saw a tweet from Claudia Saluski, which is, if anyone knows Billie Eilish, it's her brother's girlfriend. She also has a YouTube channel. I've been watching her for years. She tweeted, in all caps, "Please use your platform, influencers." Then she goes on to say, "Scroll through your timeline, educate yourself, and you will find your words. Fearing you might say the wrong thing or upset your followers is no longer a concern or an option at this point. Your absence of personal expression is very loud." And this resonated with me, as many posts have, in different ways. And while I don't have a huge platform, I still believe that because I choose to put myself out there on the internet, it's my job to speak up. I think if you feel strongly about posting something to show your friends and to help them to understand, then definitely do it. However, I don't think that just posting on social media because it's what other people are doing is the right thing to do without actively taking action to benefit the cause. But for myself, I know I've chosen to have a platform, as small as it may be, and I owe it to the people who support me and to myself to speak up. Before I go any further in this conversation, I want to acknowledge my privilege as a white woman in America. I've realized over the past few days that the overwhelming amount of privilege that I have, it has been eye-opening, and as a white woman, I cannot understand what it is like to be a black man or woman in this country, but I can realize that I have the ability to go outside, to go for a walk, a drive, and not have to worry about being stopped or being arrested or being killed. I saw a video on Instagram of parents talking to their children about how to safely practice being pulled over by a police officer. And there was an 8-year-old girl putting her hands up in the air and saying her name, her age, and that she has nothing that could hurt them. She is an 8-year-old girl. 8-year-old girls should be concerned about playing with their friends and learning to write stories and draw pictures, not what to do if a cop approaches you. If you haven't seen this video, I suggest that you go watch it. It was like just horrific to watch. It's not fun to watch these videos, but sometimes you need to suck it up and just take the time to watch and realize what others are going through. As a white woman, I cannot understand what people of color are going through, but I can work to be an ally and speak up about the fact that it is wrong. Could I stay quiet and go about my life? Yes, but that would be recoiling into my white privilege, and as much as people will fight me on this, it's saying that you're okay with what's going on and that you're okay with racism. There was a poster I saw in a post, and it said, "Privilege is when you think something is not a problem because it's not a problem to you personally. Just because it's not directly affecting you does not mean that it doesn't exist. You don't have to post on social media about these topics to not be a racist, but you do need to educate yourself on what's going on and open your eyes to how your behavior is perpetrating racism without even knowing it. I'm not saying that I'm perfect in any way. I'm saying that I'm acknowledging this issue, and I'm ready to work towards ending any racist tendencies that I may have without even knowing it. We need to start looking in and reading and facing these issues within ourselves head on. To reference another post that I've been seeing, we have to fix the issue within ourselves first. And once we do that, then we can discuss and have conversations within our home and with our families, because before the issues are fixed, before we can fix the issues, it needs to be fixed within ourselves and within our communities and within our families, and then we can work to fix the worldwide issue. It can seem really daunting and like you can't do anything to help because it's such a big issue that has been around due to years of history and oppression, but start small. Start with yourself. Start with reading or watching documentaries. I found a really great post that has a list of books, films or documentaries and podcasts, and I found it last night, and Dylan and I decided that we want to work through the list of films together this week. Last night we watched 13th on Netflix, and we both said that there was so much that we didn't know, and we learned so much about civil rights in this country, and it was just really eye-opening. And we plan to watch more, and probably by the time this episode goes up, I'm sure I will know more and have more to say. But right now, I can only speak on what I know right now. And I feel like with all the information coming out and being posted, we know more and can have new thoughts so quickly. And sometimes it's just over the course of a day. Like when I woke up yesterday versus the end of the day, I had a completely different mindset on this whole situation, and there's just so much information out there, but I want to keep working towards bettering myself in hopes of bettering those around me and then bettering my future kids and the future generations. Nelson Mandela said, "No one is born hating another person because of his skin or his background or his religion. People must learn to hate. And if they can learn to hate, then they can be taught to love. For love comes more naturally to the human heart than its opposite. We can reverse this hatred by learning to love one another truly." It's scary to speak up on issues sometimes, especially in the past few years, because everyone has their own opinion and they're going to tell you how they feel. And a lot of times that causes myself, and I'm sure other people, to just not say anything at all. politics are such a controversial topic at this point. And I've often not spoken up because I don't have the knowledge to back up my thoughts. And that's my fault. I should be working to educate myself on issues. However, I do not believe that we are dealing right now with what we are dealing with right now is a political issue. It's a human rights issue. We're all humans, and no matter our skin color, so why are we treating those without white skin so poorly? It's hard for me to wrap my head around the hate that I'm seeing against people with a different skin tone. How are people so threatened by people that they don't even know based solely on their skin? And it's not anything new. It's the fact that it's now all being recorded. It's all being reported. It's all being recorded and it's all being reported because of this age of social media. In the film 13th that we watched last night, someone said that nothing happened in the civil rights movement until they physically saw with their eyes what was happening. And in the film, they start to show you multiple really hard to watch images and videos of people being killed or attacked. And right now, I feel like a lot of similar videos are circulating on the internet and it's shocking people. And people are getting upset from that shock value, and myself included. Do I want to watch them? No, I don't. I don't want to watch them. But once you do take the time, you too will become upset and want to change. We can't just not watch or exit out of our Instagram when it becomes uncomfortable. That's using our white privilege as a cop-out. People actively facing these issues don't have that option. Yes, it's not pleasant, but it has to happen to start conversations and move us forward in change. I feel like there's so many great posts out there that help get my point and other people's points across, but I could stay here and chat in circles, but I think that this is what I have to say for now, and I just wanted to come on and let people know how I'm feeling and how I'm planning to move forward. This isn't something that's just going to go away. It's not a news story that should vanish from our memories. This continues to happen. This needs to come to an end, and I would hate to see this die down and then nothing changes, as we've seen so many times before. So keep talking about it. Keep it at the forefront of your mind. Keep reading. Keep watching. Keep listening. The best we can do is keep the conversation going. I hope everyone is safe and healthy. I know this time is trying and tiring for everyone physically and mentally. Reach out if you need help. If you need someone to talk to, always feel free to message me on Instagram. If you need professional help, and please reach out and ask how to go about that. I know it can feel like you don't know where to start, but there are so many great resources out there. This is all a part of adulting. It's not always a funny joke of not knowing what you're doing, and this is our real life. Thank you for listening, and please consider donating and checking out the posts I discussed in this episode. I will have a highlight on my Instagram of all of the posts that I've personally reposted. You can check out that post I discussed about the list of books and films and podcasts. But thank you guys for listening today, and happy adulting.